No regrets. I haven't slept a wink since you left. My whole body aches to be by your side. Boomer read the words with emotion, and he caught the tension of Halfback, who was shoveling the rubbish from the tray of a council truck to let it fall at the tip face. Go on, Halfback said as he leaned on his shovel. Boomer smoothed out the letter on his orange safety vest and continued. That last night together was magical. I wish it could be like that always. Ronnie came over to the truck, taking off his gloves, and blew Boomer a kiss. Oh, darling, he said, taking up the tone of the letter, I love you. The three men laughed, and then Halfback said, Come on, Boomer, what next? I know, darling, you can't come back. I realize that now, but every moment I can't see you, I feel so alone. Ronnie sat on the mudguard of the three-tonner, brushed a few flies away, and asked Boomer to continue. When you told me last night that we had to end, I knew I loved you even more. The sacrifice you made to see me. What sacrifice? Halfback asked. I don't know, Boomer said. The letter must have two pages. Where'd you get it from? Ronnie said, jumping down off his perch. The three men went over to the rubbish heap and tentatively shuffled plastic bags and cardboard out of the way with their feet. Got it, Boomer said, holding a sheaf of papers aloft. He smoothed out the remaining sheets and gave a page to each of his mates. Where were we? Halfback asked. And Boomer read the last line of the first page. The sacrifice you made to see me. Ronnie carried on. Only shows me how much you care for me. You know I'll always love you, darling.
Those words sure tell my story like only Haggard can. And as I hang on every word I tell,
what do you reckon? Ronnie asked. Is he married? Yeah, I reckon she's the mistress, and the wife found out, Boomer said. I'll try to understand your feelings. I think I already do. Even though we only spent one day together every month, I know that you're totally devoted to me in those moments. One day a month? If he's having it off, then he'd have been going over whenever he could, I bet, Boomer said, thinking it through. Ronnie read on. Now you're gone, I can only... Ronnie looked up at the men, saying, Who's got the next page? Here it is. Halfback held it tight. He wasn't too clever at reading aloud, so we went slow. Dream of the next time we'll be together. Maybe Saren... Hey, what's this word, Boomer? Halfback pointed at the writing. Serendipity. Maybe serendipity will bring us together again. What's that? It's when you're looking for something and you find something else instead, Boomer explained. Or like going to the dunny and no paper, so you use a magazine instead. Something like that, Boomer answered. So what do you reckon he's looking for? Ronnie questioned. She sounds weird. I reckon he's had enough and gone for good, Halfback said, then added, Here, you read the rest, Boomer. P.S. The doctor says I only have a short time left. All I can hope is that you have no regrets about our time together. I don't. She's dying, isn't she? Halfback asked quietly. Sounds like it, doesn't it? Ronnie answered, shuffling his feet. I forgive you everything, you know that, and I'll always love you till I die. Crikey, she's dying and he's leaving her. Oh, he's a scumbag, I reckon. I wouldn't leave her, I'd look after her. Halfback was sure of his feelings. Boomer continued as the men listened. Love is forever. Remember me, won't you? After all she's been through, he's doing the dirty on her. Jeez, if I could just get my hands on that mongrel. Ronnie was mad, and he was itching for a fight. All my undying love. Boomer paused and then finished with, Sandy. Are you crying, Boomer? Halfback asked. Nah, it's this stinking dust. It just gets in my eyes, that's all.